The 90th All-Star game is in Cleveland tonight, and we're joined now by Bo McInnes. He's the agent of a couple players up there. I guess two for sure, Sonny Gray, Smyrna High, Vandy boy, and all of that, and also Brandon Woodruff, who is a Mississippi State product for my Brewers now, first National League pitcher to get to 10 wins. And Bo, it's a good time to be in Cleveland, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me, and I love you calling them my Brewers. They've been your Brewers for a while, haven't they?
Well, since the late 70s, so I'm not a bandwagon guy. That's for they went 26 years without making the playoffs, and I stuck by them all that. So, yeah, I can relish a little bit of the fact that they're relevant. Let's put it that way at the All-Star break. But first off, so happy for Sonny. He's pitched very well this year. Not a lot of backing by the Reds. The Reds have gotten hot. He goes out Wednesday night up in Cincinnati and goes eight scoreless and 12 strikeouts. I'm happy for Sonny to be on the roster.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So very proud of him. And we had media day yesterday, and he really made some wonderful comments. Of course, the New York folks there were in there in addition to the media from the other 29 clubs. And, he made some neat statements with respect to how he would change nothing about the last couple of years, the adversities, the high and lows that he went through, that he learned from all of them, and that they laid the foundation and put him in the position to have the success that he had this year. And I thought he was very accurate in his words, and I was really proud of him. And yes, it's just been a fun year.
Bo, when did you get word that Sonny was added to the All-Star game? Was it Saturday afternoon, Saturday night?
It was Saturday night. I tell you, it's quite funny. I've been blessed to have guys in the All-Star game for many, many years, and I made my hotel reservation almost a year in advance, and I got to Friday night, and I had to cancel by midnight, so I had no one at that point. So at 11:30 Friday night, I canceled my hotel room. On Saturday morning, Brandon Woodruff called, and he said, "Hey, I've been added to the All-Star team." And Saturday night, Sonny called and said he had been asked. So it was an eventful 24 hours and a scrambling for a hotel room, but it's all good.
And to see those guys up in the games, got it. Just a great feeling for you because you know these guys well. I mean, you're their agent, and they've worked hard, and to see them rewarded being an All-Star and Major League Baseball is, I guess, the biggest game in the summer, the All-Star game. It's got to be a great feeling for you.
That's right. Absolutely. It is. It's a lot of fun, and just certainly proud of them. And, it's interesting looking at both of the guys. I ran into Joe last week, ran into Greg, last week in Cincinnati, and we were talking about Brandon Woodruff's success. And, it was just probably 10 years ago, if you went into the All-Star break leading the league in wins, you not only made the All-Star team, but you were the starter of the All-Star game.
Right.
And, our game has just changed so much. I was sitting here thinking Brandon was so deserving, and I'm certainly glad the opportunity came up for him to be added.
Mississippi State boy, too. That doesn't break your heart, does it?
That's right. That's right. Nice for that school to be represented. Love that place.
You talked about Sonny and everything and what he went to, and I saw some of the footage and even was referencing how baseball was so important to him since the tragic loss of his father when he was young, I guess in right eighth grade, a freshman right around that age at Smyrna. And he addressed that with the media yesterday in such a poignant way. I thought was very in a lot of ways you could feel what he was saying, that how much baseball really still connected him with his dad.
Very much. Yeah, Jesse's always in his heart, and we speak openly about his dad, and in particular at big moments like this. And a neat thing for Sonny, he now has two sons himself, and when one of them was old enough to be able to go down on the field with him last night for the home run derby, and just for him to be able to have those father-son moments, it makes him think of his dad even more so. And they had such a special relationship with his dad introducing him to baseball. So definitely that tie between baseball and his dad will always be there.
Bo McInnes, Major League Baseball sports agent based here in Nashville, Sonny Gray, Brandon Woodruff, David Price, and many, many more.
Bo, do you live and die with every pitch from these guys, from David and Brandon and Sonny? I think your world is fascinating, and I just wonder how you watch these games.
You know, of course, Greg brought up Mississippi State a moment ago. I associate it with Mississippi State football games. when I'm at the event, I live and die with every pitch, as you say. I sweat my way through it. If I don't go to the event, I'm too superstitious, and I don't even put it on the television. I just check on it every once in a while because I feel like I bring it bad luck.
And I'm thinking the box score the next morning, and I think to watch these games and you're such a part of their lives, and you celebrate their success when they get down. It's like, oh, we'll get them next time. That whole world again to me is just fascinating.
Yeah, it's tough. I learned this with David Price. I still like to keep a scorecard at each game, and I count pitches and. When I would go to David's game, I would live and die with each pitch, and I would even get sweaty palms and sometimes smear my scorecard. And by the time the game was over, I'd have a headache and be exhausted. And then I would look at the total numbers and I'd think, man, he pitched a great game. What am I so upset about? But yeah, when you're going pitch by pitch, it's rough. Guys, something I wanted to mention while we're on here, Sonny is with Derek Johnson now at Cincinnati, the former Vanderbilt pitching coach who was at Milwaukee the last 3 years. And Derek's doing an outstanding job there, and he's been a difference maker for Sonny. Sonny made the comment yesterday, he feels like Derek has now taught him how to pitch twice, the first time at Vanderbilt and now again at Cincinnati. And there's two neat statistics. Cincinnati's currently second in the National League in ERA.
Wow.
And their ballpark is the easiest ballpark to hit home runs in all of baseball. And yet the Reds pitching staff has given up the fewest home runs of any pitching staff in all of baseball. Derek's doing a wonderful job there. And Greg, I'm afraid it damaged your Brewers for him to leave there.
Well, I agree, and happy for him. And quite frankly, for what happened with the Yankees and Sonny finding, that home in Cincinnati, it's close to home here. But also having that with Derek Johnson, that reuniting of him. And you just sensed it was going to work. And, and Sonny started a little early, but then he got no run support. But the way he's always been a bulldog, you know that. All the way back from his high school football playing days. He was just a bulldog of a pitcher, and it just seems like. And man, the other night, and I hated to watch it. Part of me saying, I hope he goes 8 innings scoreless and gets a no decision. and I tell you, and David, let's talk about him. 7-2 right now, 3.24 ERA. He's started 16 games already. Some of the health issues are behind him now, and David's pitching well.
He is. I truly thought David was going to be here this year. Thought he was going to get his sixth All-Star appearance. Major League Baseball changed the rules. The rule we grew up with was the previous year World Series manager would select the players, and MLB has progressed to where they've steadily taken that away. Now the managers select none of the players. So I had fully expected David to make it on his merit, but in addition, with Alex Cora being the manager, I had expected Alex to bring him, but MLB's totally taken that decision away. So I am a little disappointed he's not here. I won't say a little. I'm a lot disappointed he's not here because I thought he was very deserving.
Bo, how often do you talk to the – do you let them call you? Do you say, my phone's always available for you? Or do you talk to them every other day before they pitch? How does this dynamic work?
Joe, I'm in the weird world of 2019 where most people text and they don't talk.
Right.
things have just changed. When I started doing this job, we didn't even have texting. So, you could only talk. But now in the way the world is now, I do text with them every day and certainly stay in touch that way.
Yeah, you're right, because that is the world we live in now, is that just give me the tickets. People, when Greg calls me, I'm like, why aren't you texting me? Just call me. It's much easier that way.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to Greg either.
Well, let's talk about it. When I met you in on the streets there in downtown, right at, Fountain Square Park, Cincinnati, I love going to Cincinnati because you just park your car, you go to your hotel, and you don't touch your car until you leave. And then you walk to the ballpark. I like going there. I'm not a Reds fan, but I do like going to the games there. And now you and I met your wife and your son. You were on the way to a restaurant called The Eagle, correct? All right, we need to. And I'd heard the guy sitting in front of us Monday night from San Diego was talking about that place. And here you are. Give me a report on The Eagle.
This Greg and I have eating more in common than we do sports. I actually had a player playing AAA for the Reds at Louisville a couple of years ago, and he introduced me to the Eagle there, which it's some outstanding fried chicken and side items, and we fell in love with the spoon bread there. Did you eat the spoon bread?
I did. Right? Now, I stopped at the one coming back the next day. We stopped at the one there, Bardstown Road in Louisville, and I got the spoon bread. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I picked up 4 pounds at one meal. That's fine.
Yeah, it's delicious. So we found out there's the location in Cincinnati and in Indianapolis. So our family gladly plans our trips around that.
Brandon Woodruff, a lot of people around here may not be familiar with him, but I, of course, hit the home run off of in the NLCS off of Clayton Kershaw. It may be the best hitting pitcher in all of baseball because if they get down to the end of their roster offensively, they're going to pinch hit him and Craig Counsell, the manager there. Is he the best hitting pitcher in baseball?
He truly is. And, Christian Yelich had to bow out of the home run derby last night due to a back issue. And the other Brewer players that are on the All-Star team were begging for them to have Brandon replace Yelich. Brandon has that sweet of a swing. And, he hit a monster home run in Pittsburgh last August in a game and then came back. And as you said, he hit the home run off of Kershaw in the playoffs. And, it's been evident his value to the club in two ways. One, it keeps him in his starts a little bit longer because they don't feel like they have to pinch hit for him. But secondly, if the Brewers do need a pinch hitter early in a game, he's usually the first guy off the bench to play that part. And it definitely makes their bench a little deeper. So it's interesting. His pitching has been outstanding, but his hitting has been equally good.
Bo, what is your day like today? What are you doing today?
Today is just more of a celebratory day. They have a brunch for all the players and their families, which I get to be included in, so I appreciate that. And at 1 o'clock, there is a parade in which the players go from the team hotel to the stadium. And so that there's a red carpet they will walk coming out of the hotel, and then there'll be, I believe it's right at 60 pickup trucks, and each family will get in the bed of a pickup truck, and the player can take their wife and their children and parents if they wish, and then the parade will just go right down the street where it's With turns, we're probably about 3/4 of a mile to a mile to the stadium. And so they'll just parade on their way down there. At that point, the players will get out of the trucks and they'll go on into the ballpark and stay there until the game starts tonight. And the families will bus back to the hotel. It makes a long day for the players. That's something the players often comment about because they basically end up going to the field at 1 o'clock. For an 8 o'clock game, but it's a nice little celebratory event.
You know, and you mentioned families in the back of a pickup truck. I thought of Joe going to church on Sundays, but anyway, that's a
oh man,
Bo, it's always great to touch base with you. And I guess it's set up. Sonny pitching Wednesday, he available. Woodruff pitched Thursday. I think both available tonight.
They are. They're both available. And The way it's set up after the break, Sonny's going to pitch the third game for the Reds, so that'll be Sunday at Denver. So he's certainly in a position to be able to pitch today. And I believe last I heard the Brewers were actually going to push Brandon out to be the fifth game after the break. So absolutely, he'll be ready and available tonight.
Well, that'll be good. Well, hey, Bo, as always, great talking to you, great catching up, and have fun tonight. This is, I would imagine this is a reward for all the hard work.
It's a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much. I always enjoy being with you.
All right. Thank you, Bo.